Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend, okay, today I want to talk to you about why you may consider building a course. And if you're listening to my podcast, you're probably already kind of thought about this, or you probably wouldn't even be here. But then you keep being stuck of going, can I be a course creator? Can I do this? Why should I do this? How should I do this? All these kind of things. But today, what I want to bring to your mind, why you originally may have thought about considering and becoming a course creator. Tell me if any of these sound familiar to you. Number one, you realized you figured out how to accomplish a thing and you want to share it with others. Like you figured out, maybe it's you figured out how to train your toddler. Maybe you figured out how to cook meals in under 30 minutes after you've worked 9 to 5 and you want to teach people your tricks of how to prepare and be ready to eat 30 minutes after you get home. Maybe you realize you figured out how you can stay sane without caffeine. Oh my goodness gracious. If you build a course on that, please let me know because I need tips and tricks. Like I can do it for a short period of time, but I definitely need some help in that area. But the first thing is that you realize you figured out how to accomplish something. Sometimes we think about when we figure out that we've accomplished something, we think, oh, well, this is just a no-brainer. Like anybody else can figure this out too. So why am I going to build a course on it? Guess what? There are so many thousands of people out there that you are the only one that has the brain like you, and you are the only one that figured it out your particular way and how you can teach it to people. So don't let that squish your idea of building a course. Number two, you help someone else figure out how to do something. I know I remember when now one of my definite besties came to me almost 8 years ago now. And she was like, she said, I want to move my local business as a health coach. And I want to be able to go and put it online so that I can serve more. And I was like, I've never done that before, but let me figure out how to do that. And that that movement of figuring out it for her 8 years ago is how I am where I am today, because I've done it with her, then I've done it with multiple other people and course creators and helping them move forward on that idea of how to do it. So that's how my journey actually started, is I helped someone else figure out that thing that they want to accomplish. Number three, you've created this very clear framework, the step-by-step understanding from step A to step B to step C to step D of how to do something. Not only did you figure out how to do it for someone else, or you figured out how you could do something for yourself, but you literally created a step-by-step framework. Like you know exactly what that system looks like. You know exactly the steps that need to take to repeat what you have figured out. So when you're able to do that, then that is a perfect perfect example to go and create a course. I was even talking to my sister-in-law, who is a high school math teacher. She's about to retire. And I was like, what are you going to do when you retire? And she's like, I don't know, because she's still got lively, you know, energy and going. She's helping take care of her grandkids and things like that. But she has 30 plus years of knowledge of how to teach high school math. And I loved math, but there's so many people out there that could still gain knowledge from her. And she knows step by step how to actually tackle those things. So I'm still working on her, but trying to get her to realize that she has a course in her, that she can create a course and be selling that in the back end while she's pulling in her retirement, but still being able to serve people with her amazing skill set that she has. Think about that. Is that you? Have you been in business somewhere for 20, 30 years, maybe even just 10 years, and you know a step-by-step system of how to put a project together, how to pull reports, how to do whatever. You had those years of experience. You know it like the back of your hand. That is like prime information to turn into a course, okay? So I just want you to start thinking and doing that. Okay, so then the fourth way that you know it's time to consider building a course is that not only do you know the steps, but you have put these modules in place. You have like actually created modules and you've actually done it with some students. You've worked with students. You don't have to have worked with students to actually turn it into a course, but that is just even another level that you are ready to turn this into a course because you've created the modules, you've mapped them out, you've done it with a client or a student, and you have walked them through it. Not only have you figured it out for yourself and found success, but you have done the same thing and actually walked other people through it. So these are four of the reasons why you need to consider building a course. It's so funny because I work at the coffee shop at our church and people will walk up often and tell us all kinds of stories. My friend and I who help run the coffee ministry. And I remember one of the ladies, she walked up and she is a cake decorator and makes the fancy cookies. And it's so artistic and it's so cool how she does it. And I was like, you need to create a course of how to do that. Because I can only imagine how many other stay-at-home moms would love to know how to make these cool cookies to take to their kids' classroom, you know, parties and stuff like that. And she's like, you think? I was like, you have been doing this for years. Like, yes, you could turn this into a course. I mean, like, if you want to still make cookies and do it yourself, that's totally fine. But we could turn this into a course. I had a client just this week that came to me that she fell in love with plants. And she's probably listening to this episode. So she fell in love with taking care of plants and learning how to actually, you know, care for them, all kinds of different plants, rare plants, household plants. And then she actually built a brick and mortar place, you know, a business, and she sells them. But now she's already at the level of thinking like, okay, now I can teach people things that I figured out myself how to do it. I tell people in my store how to do it all the time. Now I can build a course and actually sell it to people. And they never enter my brick and mortar building. And I can serve more and make another revenue of income coming into our household. I just want to get you there. I want to open your mind and I want you to see why you should consider building a course and what kind of impact not only would that do to your business, but the impact that you're going to make on the people who get to consume your course. They are out there waiting for it. They need it. And so it's just up to you of moving forward and making it happen. So if you need help in putting a course together, coming up with the ideas, mapping out the curriculum, building your audience for the actual course, and delivering it, any of those things, reach out to me at robinkent.com/coaching or hop in my DMs, because this is what I'm doing with my clients all the time. They just have a slight nugget of information in their head and they're thinking, can I turn this into a course? Should I turn this into a course? How do I turn this into a course? I walk you step by step, hand holding, and help answer all your questions. I've been doing this since 2017 with course creators, and it has been so much fun to match their creativity, their knowledge, their expertise, and show them how they can turn it into an online course. So if that sounds like you and you are interested in doing just that yourself, make sure to reach out to me at robinkent.com/coaching. So, all right, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will be talking to you again really soon. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning and believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.